Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for hour number two. I'm going to be talking about some tips I have, tips from the book, the unpublished book. I have nothing to sell, so this is not a commercial. These are just thoughts that I've had, that I've written down over the years. The way I do things, I think things that I've learned, I think these are a little bit better ways to do things than most people do them. I'm not bragging. It's just that I've found better ways, faster ways sometimes. Sometimes much slower. It takes me longer to do a lot of things. But the right way. These are what I would believe the right way. But I just want to talk about Walmart and my glasses first. So about 5 years ago, I went to Walmart and I ordered some glasses. I had the prescription for them. I brought that in, and I found the frames that I wanted, and my price was reasonable. So I ordered them and for reading, you know, just for the computer. And I wanted them tinted for a reduction of glare. So I got some rose-colored glasses. And if any of you have seen me at the Get Prepared Expos or the meetups, and you might have seen me with these rose-colored glasses on. Well, they're not pink. They're kind of literally a rose color. Well, anyway, I bought the first pair, and I liked them so much, I thought, you know what, I should probably get another pair in case I scratch them up when I'm doing fine work in the shop or you know, machining something or woodworking. And I also use these as when I'm doing fine work to protect my eyes, you know, from debris and flying objects. Well, I had them tinted. They tinted them at the store. They charged me $10 for them. And they came out just really neat. I went back weeks later, maybe months later, and said, could I have another pair? Could I buy another pair? Sure. And so I showed them the glasses that I had on. I wanted to take them back with me. And they said, sure, you can get these like in a couple days or tomorrow or something like that. And they called me. They said they're in. I went and picked them up, and they were perfect. And they had a dye tank at the Walmart that I went to. It was great. They actually knew what they were doing. They tinted the glasses. And both of them are so close to each other, I can pick either pair up, and I don't look for the other pair, because they're just fine, both of them. They're a little bit different, just slightly different, almost imperceptible. Now, this was done by someone saying, yeah, I can see which color they are. I can, sure, I'll tint them for you. And without having the reference, they got it right. First time. Well, let's move toward a few weeks ago. I decided to get some more glasses. And, of course, you can't just use that prescription from 5 years ago. No, no, no. You have to go to the eye doctor and get a new prescription. So, you know, another $150 is added to the equation. So I got the prescription. I went to Sam's Club, and they couldn't deal with Sam's Club. The young guy there who called to say that the glasses were in was so offensive that I said, I don't want them. I don't want them. Caused a big problem with Sam's Club. As a matter of fact, they ended up giving me a free year subscription, and they refunded my money, and I have not been back to their optical department. As a matter of fact, I wanted to cancel my 26-year membership with Sam's Club because this young millennial, this offensive thing, was just bothering so much I didn't even want to go to the store. So now I hardly go to the store. I would say as a result of this young millennial, Sam's Club has lost 99% of our business. I don't want to go there anymore. because of him. Can you imagine that? 26 years of good experiences damaged almost beyond repair by one guy. One careless, reckless, insensitive guy. Oh, by the way, he was reprimanded. But he still has his job. Can you imagine that? Anyway, so I went to Walmart with Mrs. Finelli to get my prescription filled. And I said, I'd like them tinted. And, you know, they don't display that they tint glasses. Why is that? I'm going to tell you in a minute. So they brought out the chart or the samples, and not one sample was one that I really liked. I said, no, I'd like them just like these, the ones I have right here, these rose-colored ones. I don't want them gray. I don't want them blue. I don't want them pink. I'd like them rose-colored, just like these. Okay, well, the closest one we have is this. It's called Half Brown. Half Brown is, I guess, close enough if I were willing to compromise. And that was my only choice, so I said, okay. And they send the glasses out to one of three Walmart labs. Walmart owns their own labs. They sent the glasses out. A week later, I got a call. The glasses are in. I went in, and the lady had me sit at the table. She put the glasses on, and I said, I don't want them. And she said, why? And I said, because they're the wrong color. They're gray. They make everything look gloomy. It looks like I'm going out in the fog, you know, just before dark. I don't like them. I'm not going to wear these. They'll ruin my mood. And Mrs. Finelli looked and she said, they're gray. They're awful. So the gal brought out the next pair. One was for reading. One was for distance. And actually, I passed my driver's test without any glasses. So these would be just kind of nice to have. And I can certainly read without glasses as well, but I'd prefer to have reading glasses, especially for the computer. Well, she brought out the other one, and they were a different color, gray. So here we have two pairs of gray glasses. They were ordered to be a kind of a rose color. They call it Half Brown. They're supposed to be rose color. They come out gray, and the lady tells me that they're what I ordered. And I said, no, they're not. Let's get the sample. So she gets the sample, and she looks at the sample, and the glasses are gray. The sample is kind of a half light brownish rose color maybe. And there's three different, the sample lens and the two glasses are all different. So she was telling me that it's what I ordered, and I said, I don't want them. She said, what do you want? What do you want me to do? I said, I don't want you to do anything. You're fired. And she was stunned, absolutely stunned, and I fired her right then and there. I said, I want to talk to anybody but you. I want to talk to the manager. She said she was the manager. Of course you are. So I said, I want to talk to the store manager. The store manager. Well, he's not here. He's on vacation. Of course he is. So the guy who was acting as the store manager came over. And I explained to him what was going on. And I said, these don't match. He said, no, they don't. And he wanted to know what I wanted to do. I said, I want what I ordered. Well, they were willing to order them again. But I could not take the glasses with me that I already paid for. I'd have to pay for another pair. And it got so complicated. I said, you know, I thought maybe you'd let me take these with me in case I need them for passing my driver's exam that I'm going for like tomorrow. And that my prescription expired already, just like today or the day before. And so now I have to go get another $150 optical appointment. And you ordered the wrong glasses, and I thought you'd make this right and just send me home with these, order another pair, and then call me when they're in. I bring this pair back, and I get the replacement pair. I thought that's what you're going to do. No, you have to buy the second pair. I was livid, absolutely livid. So finally, they decided, they said they wouldn't trust me. Finally, they decided they would. I was supposed to trust them to get the right glasses right, but they wouldn't trust me. So finally what happened was they ordered another pair, and I just got the call from the optical department manager, the same gal, middle-aged gal, and she told me that they're not right. They don't match what I ordered. They don't match the notes. They don't match. I said, hey, now put on this order that I want them rose color. Explain to them what I'd like so the lab can understand. Well, they get one pair one day, they get another pair another day. Two different guys work on it. I said, do you have millennials working there? So, yeah, we got millennials over there. So, here's the point. So, the reference lens that they have when they sell you is old, and it changes color. The reference lens that they have at the lab is a different age, different color. So there's no way that you can say, I want this color at the store and have the lab look at a sample that is labeled the same color and have them be the same color. They're different colors because they're different ages and they change colors. There's no way, it's impossible for lenses to be matched from the sale reference to the lab reference lenses. That's Walmart. Now, they used to be able to do it at the store, and they get it perfect. No, too hard. Too hard. They actually had to have people who understood what they were doing. You know, kind of a mix of art and science. But they can't do that anymore. So she told me, and these are her words, we were a total fail. Whatever that means. I guess that means total failure. They totally failed. And she said, you might not want these either. But they won't make them again. They're not going to try for six pairs to see if they can get it right. So now it's my problem that they can't get it right, and now my prescription is out of date. That's Walmart. That's millennials. They can't even get two pairs of glasses ordered on the same day, at the same time, on the same order. They can't get them the same color or even close. Everybody agrees now when I stood my ground that they were wrong. But I think there was something else going on. This was the time when I was doing a research project. I decided to look scruffy. I decided to see what it was like to be homeless or treated as someone who was homeless. So I grew my beard. I looked scruffy. My hair was long. It looked, I was a cross between Albert Einstein and a Bowery bum. That's what I looked like. But I didn't speak as a Bowery bum. I didn't have the teeth of a Bowery bum. I didn't have the odor of a Bowery bum. The hygiene was good. But because I was doing this research project, which coincided with me getting my portrait, my sixth year portrait for the state of Missouri for my permission to drive on our roads, I decided that I needed to look my best, but it coincided with my research project, and you know what? I looked scruffy. I did. And just as a side, I saw my driver's license picture. It was awful. Oh, my gosh, you hardly recognize me. So I immediately shaved when I got home. I couldn't stand it. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5800. 877 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, in my opinion, Walmart does not offer in-store tinting of eyeglass lenses because they make so many mistakes and they ruin so many pairs of glasses that they don't offer it anymore. Now, why is that? I believe that has a lot to do with the young people that they hire don't have the capability yet or the understanding or the desire to learn the trade. No longer do we have internships. No longer do we have apprenticeships. If you go to the Walmart battery, tire, and lube area, they take people who, or hire people who have very little knowledge about anything, and they let them work on your car. You'd be crazy to, in my opinion, to bring your car to Walmart for a tire change, tire replacement, tire repair, battery swap out, or an oil change, or any kind of service. I wouldn't let them touch my vehicle, no matter what. Because I've seen at our shop the results of their lack of care, lack of concern, lack of knowledge, ignorance about what they're doing. For example, I mentioned on the air that the auto parts store got a call because one of the engineers in the oil changing department at a local Walmart used the wheel lug nut, tire lug nut impact wrench on the drain plug of a vehicle and tightened it so tight it stripped out the threads twice, two different vehicles. And so I looked up, how much does that cost? How much does it cost to repair the, if you strip out a drain plug and you want to replace the oil pan and do the job correctly, it can cost $600 or more. Now, that's a result of carelessness. Absolutely a result of carelessness. So why would you bring your vehicle to Walmart? And they're not the only ones. These quick oil change places, I wouldn't bring them to them either. So you have to learn how to do that yourselves. Okay, so here's the red truck, silver truck story. But we have a couple neighbors, and both of these trucks have been to our farm for service and repair and diagnostics and things like that. So one of them, the silver truck, was up on the lift for days. Lots of repairs, radiator, cooling system repairs. Our son went through this with a fine-tooth comb. The neighbor bought this truck used, and he wanted to make sure it was roadworthy and right. So I spent a couple days on the lift. It had the wrong antifreeze in it. The antifreeze ate through the previous radiator and the replacement radiator, so it required a cooling system flush. It required lubricants and fluids, and, I mean, a lot of work, about $1,000 worth of work. That's what it would have cost or more to get this thing reasonably roadworthy. And so our son went through it very carefully, and the owner was delighted. And then that's the silver truck, four-wheel drive, full size. Then there's a red truck in here, and same thing. It was except it was owned by the farmer for years and years and years, and our son went through it and got it all just like great shape. Then the farmer sold it, the red one, and a young boy bought it. And so the silver truck was going downhill, and it was a frosty morning a few days ago. And the young man in the red 4x4, full size, did not clean off his windshield, did not remove the frost, and drove right into the back of the silver truck and totaled both of them. Bent the frame on the silver truck, full size, four-wheel drive pickup truck. Pretty hard to do, right? Hitting it in the rear. How hard do you have to hit it in the rear to total it? Well, he did. And he totaled the red one, too. So that's carelessness, recklessness, and it makes me angry. It really does. As a matter of fact, I would just because of the carelessness of this young millennial, I wouldn't shop at the farm supply place where he works. And if the management says, "Hey, Vin, I haven't seen you in a while," I go, "Well, you know why? Let me tell you why. Because if this guy can't take care of his own property, if he's that careless and reckless with it, why would I trust him with anything I buy from you?" We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Veterans Affairs Secretary telling lawmakers 20 U.S. veterans commit suicide every day. Robert Wilkie's at a hearing where he says he's working on a report that the department will release in March addressing suicides by veterans. He says 60% of them are happening to veterans who are not receiving care through the VA. Although he says given some of the backlogs because of previous problems, it's good that that at least they have the option of going into the private sector now.
If VA cannot provide them the health care that they need, or they live too far away from a VA health center.
President Trump is about to leave the White House for Atlanta, where he's going to launch a Black Voices for Trump initiative later today, hoping to boost his support among Black voters next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so I looked up the cost of replacing an oil pan for a Saturn SL1. Now, we're not talking about a real big car here, and we're not talking about a real expensive car. The cost, if you had your oil changed at the Chinese factory outlet and they stripped your oil drain plug threads on the oil pan, it would cost between $443 and $657 to have that repaired, have that oil pan replaced. Unless you used helicoils or you used an oversized drain plug or something like that. But if you wanted it back where it was before they damaged it, it would be $443 to $657. Okay, so one of the things I did in the last few days was I hung some curtains in our house, in our farmhouse. And if you've ever hung curtains, and this is from my book. Now, please don't do anything I say without considering what you're doing and do your own research. Okay, just because this is the way I do it doesn't mean you should do it this way. But this is the way I do it. I have never seen anyone hang curtains in anyone's house properly, according to the way I would do it. And here's why. Curtain rods, in our house, the curtains are heavy. Most of them are lined. So they weigh a lot. And a lot of them are 40 years old. Some may be 50 years old. Now, my mom made them or my grandmother made them, and they're top quality. They're just old. And they're heavy. So, and they are almost from ceiling to floor. Well, I particularly like best the traverse type rods where you have these ropes that you pull on one or the other and the curtains will move along this traverse rod. And I haven't seen very many curtain rods that are heavy enough to support heavy curtains. So the ones that I buy say super heavy duty. So there'd be like standard heavy duty. Well, these are marked super heavy duty. They're made in China, of course, as most things today. But they're designed to attach with screws to one of two locations. Either above the trim of the window. Now, that would most likely be into sheetrock. Or into the trim around the window, the molding, if you will. Well, the molding is never designed to support much weight, and typically it's either curved or it's a stepped kind of a molding, and it's not designed to hold a flat bracket for the curtain rods. So it makes no sense to me to use plastic anchors into the sheetrock and have the curtains pull the curtain rods right out of the sheetrock and leave holes. Makes no sense. So here's what I do. I take a piece of 1x2 or 1x3 furring strip, and they're about $5 at those lumber stores. And I cut it to the width of the molding of the window, and I lay it on top of the molding of the window, so it sets right on top of the molding. I prime it, anti-paint it the wall color, so it matches the wall. And it sticks out 3/4 of an inch, about the same amount that the molding sticks out. And you can't even see it, unless you really, really look. And as a matter of fact, if you came to our house and you looked at it, you'd never notice that it's different. You wouldn't notice it. And it looks like that's the way it should be done. And then I use sheetrock screws to attach the bracketry of the curtain rods to this horizontally mounted furring strip. Now, I said 1x2 or 1x3 because it depends on the bracket that your curtain rod assemblies have. And then I pre-drill the furring strip before I mount it to the wall where the nails are going to go. And I use 8-penny finishing nails. 8-penny. So small finishing nails might be 4-penny. Next size in diameter and longer would be 6. Next would be 8. Next would be 10. Finishing nails have small heads. And you can countersink them. Use a nail punch or a nail set. Tap, tap, tap with a hammer. And they go below the surface of the finished wood. And you fill it with putty. And you never see the nails. Well, but you have to find the studs above the windows. Now, where are the studs? Well, the studs are right to the outer side of the window frame. So you know where the window ends. It's beneath the molding, okay, the vertical molding. That's where the studs are. So you can tap, like, with your knuckle and your middle finger knuckle and listen for when the sound changes. It'll go as you tap the sheetrock, the sound will change when you're right over the stud. That'll give you a really good indication. And if you want to be sure if there's a stud there, you can take a 4-penny finishing nail and you can drive it in gently into the sheetrock. And when you hit resistance, that's where the stud is. and you go to the other side and do the same thing, and you find, depending on how wide your window is, you might want to put two other nails. So in our case, I have 4 8-penny finishing nails holding up the 1x3 furring strip that's been painted, primed and painted and finished to match the wall. So once that's up and contacting horizontally the molding, then I can screw the curtain rods in. And I use a drill that's a little bit smaller than the sheetrock screws. I like the sheetrock screws. And I particularly used 1-inch sheetrock screws. And it's as strong as can be. I've never seen a stronger installation for curtains. And that's the way we hang them all over the house. And you put them up, and you know what? They don't fall down. Now, does it take longer? Absolutely. Does it take a lot longer? Well, it took me probably an hour for each one to get it right, because that board has got to be perfect. It's got to be sanded. It's got to be primed and painted. And it's got to be right, or I'm not happy with it. So that's how I hang curtains. And that's one of these things in the book. So in the same room, I decided to finish the wiring. Okay, so the wiring was all run in the walls. It was in the boxes. And what kind of boxes do I use? Well, I use the same ones everybody else uses. My favorite choice is the metal boxes. But it wasn't practical when we were building the house to use metal boxes everywhere. So this one particular room has those blue Carlon brand boxes. And you can buy them at any of these building supply places, you know, like Lowe's or Home Depot. And I bought them by the case. And they have different sizes. So if we're talking about a standard box for just a duplex receptacle, and a duplex receptacle is one of those that has two places for plugs. So you can plug two plugs into a duplex receptacle. That'd be a standard receptacle that you have in your house. Well, the blue boxes, the least expensive ones, are the kinds that are called new work boxes, meaning new construction. The most expensive kind are the old work boxes. Okay, they're the ones that you cut a hole, it's an irregular shaped hole, and there's some screws with these ears that flip out inside the wall, and your box is held in by the sheetrock. Only by the sheetrock and these little two ears, one on the top and one on the bottom of the boxes. I don't like this. So I'll tell you how I install a box. If I'm doing new construction, I will take a stick and I will measure the height that I want the top of the box. And I'll put a piece of electrical tape on that stick, wrap it around the stick, and let's say it's 18 inches or 24 inches. And I will go from wherever I want those outlets to be, I will put a mark with pencil on the wall. And that's the top of the box. And I'll go from location to location to location. I'll look at the studs and I'll figure out, can I really put one there? What's the best way to run the wire? I don't want to weaken the wood. And you should, by the way, you should buy this book. It's the book that I use. And I love this book. It's the Black and Decker. It's called The Complete Guide to Home Wiring. I have the revised and expanded edition. There's a blue and white toggle light switch on the front cover. It's probably 10 years old, and pages are falling out. It is fabulous. It's the same book I sent to Steve Elkins because I wanted him to know about home wiring as well. So back to the boxes. So I use the blue boxes, and I nail them on the studs. There's two nails that come with each blue box. But I'm not happy with just that. So what I do is I take a drill with a long bit, let's say 10 inches long, and I'll drill another hole in the box against the stud, and I'll put a sheetrock screw in there. So now I have two nails and a sheetrock screw going through the plastic box into the stud. Now, that box doesn't move at all. It works really, really well. Now, let's say I want to do some old work, and I have. I wanted to run UPS, whole house UPS, into a room that didn't have it. So what I did was I took a box, and I got a level, and I figured exactly where I wanted to put the receptacle in the box. And I found the stud. How did I find the stud? Tap, 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 as I told you before. Found a stud. And then I took a very small four-penny nail, and I popped the nail into the sheetrock until I found the stud. I found the edge of the stud. And then I put the box against the wall, the open side against the wall. I traced where I'm going to cut the wall. And I cut the wall so I have a hole in the wall that matches exactly the opening of the box. And I use one of those boxes that has nails on the side. But you can't put that box inside the wall. So what I did was I cut off the tabs that hold the nails with a pair of, I don't even know if you can use this word, dykes. Dykes, that's that stands for diagonal cutters, or it used to. I think it means something different now. But I used a pair of dykes. And I cut off the ears that hold on the nails, and then I went to my grinder, and I ground off the remains of the box that where the ears were. And now I had a square box, or actually a rectangular box. And I drilled two holes inside the plastic that would mate with the wood stud. And that's where I put the sheetrock screws. Now, I use 1 5/8 inch sheetrock screws to hold this box. Now, you don't have to do it that way. You can do it the easy way. You can go to Lowe's and buy an old work box, and you can pay, oh, let's say, $2 for it. Or you can buy the kind of box that I just used that works way better for about 30 cents. And when you buy boxes, they come with a measurement stamped in them as to how many cubic inches they are. And you can buy the cheap boxes, and they used to be about 18 cents a piece, the blue ones with the nails. But the problem with them is they're too small. No contractor in the right mind would use those. They would use the larger ones, deeper ones. Same face opening, but deeper, more room for wire. Now, why would you want more room for wire? Well, it makes it a lot easier to connect them. You can have the wires be a little bit longer and still stuff them back in the box. And when we come back, I'll tell you the really, really big reason.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I have a feeling that some electricians might say I've lost my mind when I mentioned converting a new work box into an old work box or a retrofit type box by cutting the ears and removing the nails and using sheetrock screws from within the box. They may say that's crazy, but do your own research and make sure that you understand what you're doing before you do it. But that's the way I do it. And I looked up the price. I just went to Lowe's on the internet, and I looked up the price of the cheap boxes, the cheap blue ones that you see in the electrical department. They're 18 cubic inches internal space, 18. And they're 24 cents a piece. Those are the cheap ones. I don't recommend you use those. I recommend you spend the extra 26 cents each and buy the, they look the same. It's just they're deeper. And they are 22 cubic inches. So there's a lot more internal space inside the larger boxes. The same, they hold the same receptacles, the same switches, all that's the same, except they're deeper. And you've got plenty of space in the wall for the deeper boxes anyway. Now what happens is the connections, the switches, depending on the load, those wires could get warm. And if you have more air in the box, there is more space for those devices to cool. Now specifically, if you have a dimmer, there's a heat sink on the dimmers. Now, some of the old dimmers had a heat sink that looked like a finned aluminum plate because the heat was so great it could not be dissipated within the box. But if you buy a modern type dimmer and you use it with LED lighting, the heat sink is actually inside the box. So you need a little more airspace. And the other thing that I'd like to say is when I wire these electrical boxes in the wall, I push the wires in from the bottom. There's typically four holes in a box, a square or rectangular box for switches and receptacles. And you can have wires entering from the top of the box or the bottom of the box. You can have them enter against the stud or away from the stud. Now, my first choice is to put the wire in next to the stud and from the bottom. Now, why is that? Well, because I know that dust falls down. It doesn't fall up. So over the years, there will be dust in this box. No matter how meticulous of a housekeeper you are, dust is going to enter these boxes. So I don't want dust coming down the wall, inside the wall cavity, and into the area where the switches and receptacles are. I don't want that to happen. So I'd prevent that as much as possible by wiring, putting the wires in from the bottom. Because there's area or space around the wires in the hole in the box. Okay? So that's just a simple thumbnail of how I look at electrical wiring boxes. There's something else I want to tell you, that it took me about half a day to wire, actually probably almost a day after the broadcast until the evening, to wire the outlets in one room. Why? Because I don't wire them the way the books tell you to do it. If you have downstream outlets, so let's say you have a circuit and it's got wall receptacles, and let's say there's six or eight of them in a room, well, they're probably all going to be on the same circuit, meaning one circuit breaker. On a receptacle, you will see five screws for electrical use. You'll see two of them that are brass colored and two of them that are silver colored and one of them that's green. The silver colored go to the neutral or the white wire. The brass ones go to the black wire. Black, brass, BB, black, brass. That's how you can remember that. And the green one goes to the ground wire, the uninsulated bare copper wire. All right. So what would happen is you'd have two incoming wires attaching to one silver and one brass screw. Then outgoing, you'd have one wire, one white wire to a silver screw and the black wire to the brass screw. The problem with that is if the screws become loose, the downstream outlets stop working, or you can have arcing or have a fire. That's crazy to me. So what I do is I don't wire them that way. I will take the two black wires and I'll add a pigtail 8 to 10 inches long with another black wire. And I'll twist them together and I'll solder them with 60-40 radio solder. Not acid core solder. Not plumbing solder. Radio solder. You don't want to use acid core solder on anything electrical because it's corrosive. The proof is if you look at copper plumbing and you look at where the elbows and the couplings are, you'll find out that there's green corrosion. Well, you can't have that on wiring. So you need to use 60-40 radio solder with rosin core. And what I do is I twist the incoming and the outgoing white wires together with a pigtail that's 8 to 10 inches long, solder together, put a wire nut on it. Do the same thing with the black, do the same thing with the ground. And then I attach the one pigtail, the black one to the brass screw, the white one to the silver screw, and the bare copper to the green screw. Now, no downstream outlets will be disrupted because of a failure of a receptacle. So that's just a thumbnail on wiring. Just some thoughts for you to do some more research, and you'll probably do it the way we do it, but it takes way longer. Class, thanks so much. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.